This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Kayla Pacheco Gonzalez. Date of birth, April the 4th, 2004. Case ID number 462-4577. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Medical records from wound management admission dated 4/27/2022. Identifying information. This is an 18-year-old female who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of right leg amputation, open reduction internal fixation of a left lower leg fracture, and depression/anxiety. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked in her life. She is presently a student and states that she has finished high school and is presently trying to get a college degree online. At the present time, she lives with her mother in a house with a five-month-old baby, and she is receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number 1 and 2, right leg amputation with a open reduction internal fixation of the left lower leg. The claimant states that in December of 2020, she was in a very severe motor vehicle accident where circulation was cut off on her right leg and her left leg was damaged severely. The claimant went on to have a right knee, above knee amputation, and veins were harvested from the left leg in order to try to save the right leg without success. The claimant also went on to have a open reduction internal fixation of the left leg, secondary to a fracture of the left tibia and fibula bones. The surgery was successful for both extremities, and no injections have been given. The claimant states that she does have phantom pain of the right leg, along with symptoms of swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the evening at night. Her limitations include being able to walk 60 feet with her prosthesis, stand for approximately 10 minutes with the prosthesis, but unable to climb stairs or squat at this time. She is able to bend over and pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She does have a right leg prosthesis, which appears to be functioning well at this time. She is unable to sweep at this time as well. The other assistive devices that the claimant has are crutches and a walker that she has at home that she did not present with at this visit. She is able to ambulate very well with the right leg prosthesis. Her physician is Dr. Osmoal Vargas. She is presently taking no medication for pain, and she does very little, if any, other physical activity. The claimant states her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, occasionally going to the grocery store, cooking, and doing the laundry. She does minimal physical activity of walking. Allegation number 3, depression/anxiety. The claimant states that since 2020, she has had symptoms of depression, crying spells, sadness, comma, decreased energy, comma, decreased motivation, but no suicidal ideation or attempts. She also denies any problems with insomnia or problems with her appetite. She is presently taking no medications for her condition, and she appears to be doing fairly well at this time. Family history: the father is 52 and has no problems, but the mother is 48 and in good health. Medications: none. Medical problems: depression / anxiety, comma, right leg above knee amputation with prosthesis, comma, left leg tibia and fibula fractures with open reduction internal fixation performed to stabilize the leg. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98 degrees Fahrenheit, weight 224 pounds, height 5 feet 5 and a fourth inch, BP 128 over 78 mmHg, heart rate 86 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 37.5. General. This is a 18-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to extremities? There is a right above knee amputation with a walking prosthesis that appears to be fitting well. She has a 63 centimeter vertical longitudinal left leg scar where a open reduction internal fixation was performed, as well as harvesting for veins of the leg for an attempt to save the right leg. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was intact and normal. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the left patellar was 2+. There was no reflex on the right side secondary to the amputation, and the claimant had normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did have a prosthesis of the right leg. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. She was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam, and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted except for the right above knee amputation and some mild deformity of the left lower extremity secondary to surgery. There is a normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is a normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremity. However, the claimant does have a decreased range of motion motor and sensory findings of the lower extremities, especially where the right above knee amputation was performed on her right leg. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees for the left side and nothing for the right, secondary to the amputation. Straight leg raise exam in the supine position was 20 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is a normal range of motion but decreased strength of the left knee, and flexion was 130 degrees. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant had difficulty in getting up and down from the exam table without assistance. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels and toes secondary to the amputation, but is able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate with the prosthesis. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally secondary to the right leg amputation. Assistive devices, she requires a prosthesis at all times, but does not require any other assistive devices. Neurological, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were not symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were plus 2, except for the right lower extremity. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch. Pinprick and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the right lower extremity where an above knee amputation was performed. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the left leg where an open reduction internal fixation was performed to stabilize the fractures. She has normal function of that leg at this time. She hears and speaks. She is unable to heel, toe, and walk normally, secondary to a prosthesis, which gives her an ontologic gait. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, feels unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some mild restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to a above-knee leg amputation, which has been corrected with a prosthesis that she is able to ambulate with. Probable diagnoses: right above-knee amputation, dash, stable at this time. The claimant is able to ambulate with a prosthesis and appears to be doing fairly well. Number two, open reduction internal fixation of the left lower extremities for a tibia and fibula fracture, which has been cured with surgery. The claimant is able to ambulate well with that leg and appears to be doing fairly well. Number three, depression/anxiety. not being treated at this time. However, the claimant appears to be doing better and appears to be not in a depressed mood at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Kayla Pacheco Gonzalez.